Carol, how are you this morning?
Tony, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. You're running around this morning. Where are you off to?
At the moment, I'm trying to get to Cobo Hall down in Detroit, where the Goodfellows annual epic event, they're celebrating Alan Mulally. It's a big organization that gives away holiday packages for kids in need all across Metro Detroit. And it's a wonderful organization, and everybody goes to this thing. It's a big gathering place. So right now, the Brain Trust of Southeast Michigan is probably at Cobo Hall right about now, and I'm trying to get there, so I'm running late.
What will we see on Michigan Matters on Saturday?
Oh, my gosh. Tony, I, along with another person, moderated the Detroit Economic Club gathering yesterday with Virge Bonero and Rick Snyder, where issues were vetted. It wasn't the two of them together on stage together, but they were in the building at the same time, in the room at the same time, and they fielded some questions that we asked. Some we had ourselves come up with, some from the audience. And it was interesting because they had an opportunity, the audience, it's the only audience that took place in Metro Detroit, and it gave them a chance to hear what they were talking about, where they stood on issues. But the two candidates had a chance to do the quick opening statement, and Virge focused all about the foreclosure crisis and shame on the banks, and the government needs to help stop what's going on with so many homes being taken away. And Rick gave more of his typical campaign stump speech about what he would do, his quick plan to reinvent Michigan. But it was interesting seeing how the two guys came across to the crowd.
I don't want to know personally what you think, but I want to know what your vibe was as a reporter. Who seemed to be more engaging to the audience? Who seemed to give them the answers maybe that they were looking for?
Well, and it's interesting because I talked to some folks. In fact, there's usually at the Detroit Economic Club, there's always some young folks. They invite some high schools and colleges to bring some students down, and I had a chance to talk with them as well. The headline was this, is that Virge Bonero, I think, was much more understated than a lot of people had seen him in previous and interviews and when he's doing things. Very, very serious. I don't want to say somber, but just much more serious. And his approach, which I think surprised some people. One person even told me, a diehard Democrat, you know, after seeing him today, I don't feel quite as unnerved if he is successful and winning as the kind of bombastic approach that he's often exhibited in the past. And he is. He's a very energetic sort of a person. As far as Rick Snyder, he was very relaxed. But again, this was more of his crowd, the business crowd, the CEO crowd. And as far as I think both of them didn't hurt themselves. Virge, with his more serious approach, probably maybe helped a little bit, but I'm not sure it changed anybody's vote per se. I think people are looking to see the one and only true televised debate, which PBS down in Detroit has going on Sunday night. So it'll be, and I know they are looking at what happened at the Economic Club. I talked to the two camps after, the two campaign staff, and they were trying to gearing up for Sunday as well. So it'll be interesting. But you can watch on Michigan Matters this week.
And I think Virge may be making a concentrated effort to get away from his angry mayor bit, if you will, and try to, I don't know, become compose himself a little bit more, if you will. And apparently he pulled that off.
Yeah, he was a little more serious and somber in tone. My guess is that will not be the case Sunday, because this is going to be his one chance to come out and hit Snyder on some of the issues that have come up recently, the handyman lab move out in Ann Arbor and other things, the outsourcing, which did or didn't take place under his realm and time. So I think it's going to be a different thing on Sunday. But in any case, it was and most of the questions that people had circled around not just what are you going to do to create jobs, but also what's ahead to the state, what's your plan to reinvent, and everyone is sort of, even some of the diehard union types that don't want things to change a whole lot are saying, we know this has to change, so therefore, what is it you are going to change, because things have got to change. So, but anyways, people can watch it three times this weekend at 11 on CBS Detroit, 8:30 a.m. Sunday on CBS, and it's repeated at 11:30 a.m. on CW50, or you can watch it online at cbsdetroit.com.
And who wins the Michigan-Michigan State game?
One of my alma maters, my undergrads from Michigan State, my MBA from U of M. So,
oh, come on!
I will be there. Okay. All right. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Michigan by a touchdown.
All right. Good. You are our first pro Michigan pick. We like that. Carol, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
You take care, my friend.